You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study of 156,000 has shown that New Zealanders should be aware of the differences between Australian work culture before considering crossing the ditch. The study has found that Australia pales in comparison to New Zealand regarding a workplace being fair regardless of race, age and sexual orientation, with only 51% of those saying they consider their workplace as a psychologically and emotionally healthy environment to work in. This comes as there has been a surge in New Zealanders leaving to Australia, with Stats NZ findings from 2023 showing a net migration loss of 44,500. News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to the General Manager of Great Place to Work New Zealand and Australia, a global human resources research and certification organisation, Rebecca Molyneux, about these findings and what New Zealanders should consider before working in Australia.
Findings show Australia can be less accommodating when it comes to factors such as race, gender, sexual orientation and job security. How does the nation compare to New Zealand in this regard?
Yeah, so a Great Place to Work did a study and we looked at what a typical workplace in both Australia and New Zealand looked like. And interestingly, we found that of the 60 questions we asked, New Zealand companies came up 48 of the 60 questions came up ahead of Australia. So we're seeing that in New Zealand, a typical business, they're really, employees are trusting their leaders more in New Zealand. They're feeling that they belong more in the organisation. They're more accommodating, they're more flexible. So it's good to see that the typical New Zealand business is actually doing relatively well.
Do you believe these are sort of factors that New Zealanders are looking into when they decide to move to Australia to work?
I think it's something that everybody should look at anytime they move job. When you think about how much time you spend at work, you really want to make sure you're going to a place that's going to really be a good place to work. You want to make sure that you feel like you belong, that you're treated fairly and equitably, they understand you and your family situations, your flexibility and all those things. So it should absolutely be something that people are looking at when they move jobs.
Why are these findings so different considering, I mean, I would say both New Zealand and Australia have quite a few similarities in terms of cultural similarities. Why are these findings so different?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that there's, from what we can see in the data, I think that New Zealand businesses have figured out sooner than Australian businesses that you really have to look after your people before your profits and things come next, right? So look after your people and they will do the work for you. Your businesses will be better. And I think New Zealand businesses have figured that out en masse a lot quicker than Australian businesses have.
Are we seeing findings that New Zealanders are moving back after having negative experience in Australia or maybe other repercussions?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't seen any data saying that, but I think what we're definitely seeing is a shift in employees when they're looking for jobs, really actually testing the market and testing the employers, really doing their research and finding out, is this a place I want to work? Is this a place that's going to treat me the way I feel I should be treated and hold the values that I hold? So I think that employees are now more discerning when it comes to where they're going for a job and they're not just jumping for money.
And with the study, does it look at the differences between cities and regions in Australia, or is it just sort of a broad look into Australia as a whole?
Yeah, it was a broad look in Australia as a whole. So we've looked across everything. We haven't narrowed it down to cities.
What should Kiwis look for in a company when considering to cross the ditch?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, look online, definitely, and have a look at, you know, has the organisation, are they Great Place to Work certified? Have they won any awards? There's many, many awards that organisations can get, and the more they have, the better, because you know they're testing their culture. So I think that's a first step. Two, look at what are they saying their culture is and what are they saying is important to them as an organisation? And thirdly, when you're in an interview with these people, ask the questions, like what's important to you as an employee, and ask those questions when you're in there. You know, ask them about their values and how they show up day-to-day in decision-making. Ask them about how transparent leadership is when they're talking about company performance or changes, or ask them how they ensure diverse voices are represented in decision-making in the organisation. Test them when you're interviewing, because it's just as much an interview for you as the employee as it is for them as the employer.
And do you believe these are questions New Zealanders are asking at home as well and when they're applying for jobs in New Zealand?
You know, I think it's something that maybe people don't ask and they really should start to and get in the habit of doing it. really we need to, you know, organizations will change when they can't get the talent that they want because they're going somewhere else that's better. So the best thing you can do is test the organization and ask those questions, whether you're going to a different country or just going to a different job. Always test the organization you're looking to go to.
And do you believe that if Great Place to Work New Zealand and Australia were to conduct a similar survey in the future, that findings could be different? Are we seeing a positive trend in working culture in Australia and even New Zealand, for example?
Yeah, I absolutely think it will change. You know, we're working with organizations locally to help get their cultures better. The wonderful thing is when we see when they put effort behind it and when organizations really try to be good, they absolutely make a difference. And we see their scores jump massively from a typical workplace. So yes, I think there's so many organizations, both in Australia and New Zealand, who have figured out that getting culture right will actually help their business perform. But if you're looking for a great place to go and work, have a look at our website and you'll be able to find a list of all the certified companies in New Zealand or Australia. And that's a great place to start for looking for a new job.
That was Great Place to Work New Zealand and Australia's Rebecca Molyneux on a recent study comparing Australia and New Zealand's work cultures.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.